welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Plans to build one of the largest data centers in the country near Delaware City and Newcastle County has sparked outrage from nearby residents, while prompting state and county lawmakers to raise concerns about its impact on the environment and the electric grid. Delaware Public Media contributor John Hurdle recently offered an initial peek at the project, the reaction to it, and is tracking what's next in the process as it develops. And John joined me earlier this week to discuss where things stand. John, let's start with a quick overview of this proposed project. It is massive. Just how massive, and what would it encompass and where?
It would cover 6 million square feet on two different campuses a little way north of Delaware City. Very significantly, it would require 1.2 gigawatts of electricity to run it. Now, that's a gigantic number, and it's probably bigger than the offshore wind proposals that have been now shelved across the Mid-Atlantic area. It's also 1.2 gigawatts is about twice the amount of electricity that is used by all of the homes in Delaware. And it's also bigger than the amount of power that would be that is planned to be created by the restarted unit at Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania, when that is supposed to restart in 2028. And so those figures would put this proposal in some context.
And it would be, to my understanding, one of the biggest data centers nationwide, correct?
It would be one of the biggest data centers nationwide, and certainly the biggest in Delaware.
So, John, the chief concern raised has to do with, as you mentioned, the project's electric needs. At a recent town hall, the project's developer, Starwood Digital Ventures, confirmed it would not generate its own power, instead drawing from the grid. Why is this a red flag for many opponents, and how could it affect ratepayers already stressed by high rates and spikes in their bills?
Well, by the way, the Starwood is not permitted to generate its own power on site, even if it wanted to. But because this campus would be falls into the coastal zone, so it's not allowed to do that. But the concern about ratepayers is that this huge increase in electric demand would actually drive up domestic rates, and it comes down to simple economics. If you've got an enormous increase in demand without a corresponding increase in supply, then that increases the risk of higher rates. And this is coming at a time when Delaware ratepayers are already paying more for their electricity. For example, in June, rates went up by about 3.5%, that was due to a variety of factors, increasing natural gas prices, and the higher cost of upgrades in transmission infrastructure. So the concern here is that this enormous increase in power demand by this center would actually that ratepayers would end up helping to shoulder that burden.
John, are there any possible solutions to either the usage or the cost issues? Is there a way to make this work?
Well, one possible solution is contained in a bill in the legislature by Democratic Representative Frank Burns. And what that would do is to require regulated utilities to establish a special rate for big energy users, notably data centers, and that would be designed to shield ratepayers from this knock-on effect that we were talking about. There's also a proposed ordinance at the county level at Newcastle County, which would require, amongst other things, would require developers to work with utilities to show that there's enough electricity capacity, or to provide their own generation. And as we were saying, Starwood has now confirmed that it will not be providing its own generation.
John, another concern is water use for cooling needs at such a center. What are the issues there?
The issues are that there would be a very heavy demand on water to in order to cool the computer servers, the thousands of computer servers that are housed in these data centers. In the case of the proposed Delaware center, the water would be supplied by the utility Veolia, and that takes water from the red clay and white clay creeks, and it's unclear at the moment whether there would be enough capacity for to meet those needs. So that is an additional concern.
Are there other concerns nearby residents are raising about the presence of such a large data center project?
Well, what we hear from residents in other states, I mean, notably in Virginia, which by general admission is the sort of epicenter of U.S. data center development, and they've got dozens of new projects operating there and in the pipeline. So we hear complaints from residents about noise, 24/7 noise. Apparently, low frequency noise is constant low frequency noise is quite bad for residents who live nearby. There's lights, constant lights, and some of those concerns are addressed in the proposals put forward at the county level.
Let's dive into that a little bit more because, as we've noted already, this project's drawn the attention of both local and state lawmakers. You alluded to New Castle County introducing an ordinance this week to regulate some of these issues. Tell us a little bit more about what that ordinance is trying to do.
Well, that puts together a whole list of requirements. They include there would be a minimum 1,000-foot setback from residential zones, schools, and daycare centers, an 8-foot minimum berm for the buffering between the residential areas and the data center. Strict limits on noise and lighting impacts. In fact, they would set a 55 decibel noise limit, and a ban on what are called open loop cooling systems, which are the very water heavy systems that we were talking about before.
So, John, I guess one issue here is that the first phase of this project has already been submitted. Would this ordinance be something that affects that already submitted project or only on the second phase of this proposal?
It seems like it would only be on the second phase of this proposal because the developer already has what is known as a vested right to go ahead with its plans because it filed its application before this county ordinance was introduced.
So, John, let's head to the state level on this. House Speaker Melissa Minor Brown, who represents the district where this project is proposed, has already come out against it over its energy usage. And you reported on State Senator Hansen and the energy stakeholders group she leads already discussing this, at least to some degree. Can you tell us a little bit about what those discussions were like? And is it likely the state is going to have something to say here?
Well, yes, the Energy Stakeholders Group is a collection of utility executives, environmentalists, consumer advocates, and so on, who meet twice a month to discuss issues regarding energy in the state of Delaware. And certain legislative proposals come out of that process. Now, some of those members are certainly hoping to that bills will emerge out of those discussions, which may assert some degree of control over this data center project. But Senator Stephanie Hansen, who leads that group, she herself referred to the sheer scale of this project as what she called craziness. And so, I mean, I think it's fair to say that there was a lot of concern expressed in this meeting about this proposal, which had been only just unveiled shortly before that meeting. And I think that That they will be returning to the subject at their next meeting in the middle of August.
And John, as we noted earlier, or you noted earlier, Delaware is not alone in facing battles over data centers, correct? This is something that's happening across the country.
Indeed, it is. There's as has been widely reported, data centers are popping up all over the place in response to the sudden demand for artificial intelligence. And I think that the kind of proposal that we're now seeing in Delaware is just an example, albeit a particularly large one, of what's going on a national level.
Interestingly enough, this is not the first time Delaware has seen a battle over a data center. There was one about a decade ago in Newark, correct?
There was indeed. And in 2014, the University of Delaware that initially proposed this data center on the old Chrysler campus dropped the idea, saying that it was concerned about the greenhouse gas emissions that would result from this, and it was also in response to very significant public protest against that project. And what some of the opponents of the current project are hoping is that that public opposition can be mobilized to the current project.
And it's interesting because that previous project in Newark actually had more backing from the state government, particularly then Governor Jack Markell, and wound up, kind of falling apart, as you mentioned at the end, when the pressure became pretty intense on the University of Delaware, as it was trying to use that as part of its initial development of the Star Campus. John, I do want to just kind of wrap by asking you, is it fair to say, based on all this stuff that we're talking about, that this is likely to be something of a drawn-out process, no matter what the ultimate outcome, whether this thing gets built or doesn't get built?
Oh, yes, it's clearly going to take a while. I was speaking recently with Councilman Kevin Canico, whose district covers where the new data center would be built, and he said that it's going to take 12 to 18 months just to do the permitting for this thing, and then the estimation is that it's going to take that assuming that it gets all its permits. It might take up to a decade to be fully built out. So yes, it's going to be a very long running thing if it does go ahead.
Thanks to contributor John Hurdle for his time this week. Links to our coverage of this story and the previous data center battle in Newark can be found on the Greens page at DelawarePublic.org. And stay with us. We hear from the newest member of Delaware's General Assembly following her special election victory earlier this week. That's next on The Green, here on Delaware Public Media.